Well, I wanted to tell a good story. That's my aim whenever I start a book.
And the specific themes around this book, how did you come up with those themes?
Well, I was looking at what was making me so reluctant to become a mother. What about the experience of motherhood gave me the willies? And at the same time, there were a lot of kids in the U.S. shooting up their high schools. So, I mean, that was one thing to be a little concerned about.
And I noticed in the Q&A you said that you had quite a lot of fun writing the book. And then from speaking to people outside, everyone's really enjoyed the film, but said that, you know, it's obviously quite horrific and traumatic. So why would you describe writing kind of such a traumatic book as fun?
I love trauma. You know, it's only on paper. That's what's fun about fiction, that you get to experience all kinds of things that maybe are horrific. But, you know, it's a kind of cheating. It's pretend, and it's pretend for the writer as well. So I get to explore nightmare scenarios without really suffering. It's a voyeuristic experience for the author as well as for the reader.
And obviously in the film, I haven't read the book, but I've seen the film, and it's very much from the mum's perspective. And I found myself wondering, I really wanted to know what was going on in Kevin's mind. In the book, is that explored at all, or did you find yourself also wanting to know what was going on in his mind?
In the novel, you don't get into Kevin's mind, not at all. And I think that's a fair representation of a certain experience of parenthood, that feeling of not really knowing what's going on back there. But for that matter, I mean, we're all like that. We're all opaque to each other to a degree. That's what's so authentic about first person, because our experience of the world is all first person.
And also, I read that I think it took 30 rejections before the book was finally kind of taken by a publisher. Was there any particular feedback on this book and why it took so long to get published?
I think it put publishers off because the narrator was risking being unattractive. That is, a novel about a woman who doesn't take a shine to her own son is in some ways the definition of what nobody wants to take a risk on publishing. It's been a big surprise to me that this novel has been so successful. No one would have predicted it. So in a way, you know, I don't blame those publishers. It's not like, ha-ha. I mean, there is a little ha-ha. But still, I mean, I can imagine being one of those editors and deciding that readers are simply not going to go along with this. This woman is too off-putting, and therefore the book wouldn't sell.